This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. News this morning that Bob Diamond, the former head of Barclays Bank, has given up $30 million in bonuses after resigning over that big interest rate rigging scandal. And that scandal has brought up the issue yet again of whether current regulations on the financial industry are adequate. That's where we're going to start now with Julie Nieman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, Julie, what do you think is the lesson of this interest rate scandal?
Probably the biggest thing is we're trying to find something that nobody really understands how it works. Top executives, CEOs, the SEC, everybody in the trading areas, Congress, nobody knows and understands exactly how this is done. It's all the kids in the trading playpen who know how to do it. They're the big bonuses. They get these bonuses so they don't whine and go somewhere else. All management knows is that we're making 35% on this kind of swap. We're making 35% on these trades, and that's a huge profit margin. Great for the banks, but it always means the buyer's getting hosed.
But, of course, this new law, the Dodd-Frank financial reform law, is going into effect slowly, and many businesses and financial firms are saying this is going to make things even more complicated.
Well, it's an attempt at getting some disclosure here, what qualifies. They're basically trying to qualify what is and what is not part of gambling. You know, you have to think of it this way. The bank is a utility. The trading operations are underwriting, and trading is a casino. You've got to separate the two out. They're not ready to do that yet. So instead, what they're going to have a huge number of new rules that probably even more people don't understand within the industry.
Julie Nieman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Thanks, as always.
You bet.